You've been nothing but truth.
Now, Cutie 3, I know you had a very important relationship with Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't understand the genius that he was and thought of him as dumb in a lot of ways, or maybe ignorant, a little too violent. Why do you think that that's the case?
I would say that Tupac was probably the smartest artist that I've met in terms of the full range, in terms of politics, you know, personal relationships, and, you know, scholastically, what have you, just reading. But I also feel like, to some degree, he dumbed down to sort of let his audience know in some ways that he was relatable. And not to say that his audience was dumb, but he was putting on a facade to relate to them in a better way, you know what I mean, with the whole Death Row persona and all that.
Yeah.
And then he was probably 3 to 4 months away from turning all that around. And it's sort of what KRS did with his first album. He had the Uzis on the cover, and then the very next album, he became the teacher. So Pac was about to do that, turn around and say, okay, now that I've got the demographic that needs the help the most, I'm gonna turn around and teach them certain things.
Yeah.
And I think that, unfortunately, it was just cut short. But he had so much in the pipeline that people don't know about. I mean, he was so well read. He would read each book 2-3 times in a row and ask a bunch of people questions about the book, so he really learned it, you know. So I think he was ready to unleash a lot of that in his political thoughts and power and all that kind of stuff. And just, unfortunately, got cut short, you know. And you know, to some degree, fame is also a drug. So maybe he got caught up in that a little bit, but I think he was probably literally 4 to 5 months away from a turnaround, becoming a man and becoming the leader that he was. And he was born into the Black Panthers and sort of raised to be the next leader.